Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I have a thought, class. So when that politician comes up to you or when you happen to bump into him and he says to you, I need your vote so I can fight for you, and he asks you for money and for your vote so he can fight for you, I suggest you ask that politician the following question. What have you done to protect the environment? I'm going to repeat that. I want you to listen very carefully. What have you done to protect the environment? That's the question. And I'm pretty sure you'll hear something like, well, we've enacted legislation to... And you say, no, you aren't listening to what I said. I said, what have you done to protect the environment? What have you done to protect the environment? Did you stop burning your lights all night long? Did you not set your air conditioner on maximum cold? Did you not set your heating system on maximum warm? Did you stop flying and taking vacations? Did your family stop flying? Did you stop going on junkets? Have you planted any trees? Have you used public transportation? Did you stop using Roundup on your land? Did you stop eating at restaurants, takeout restaurants? Did you turn your computers off when you're not using them? What have you done other than enact laws to tell us what to do? Rich Eden?
Well, yeah. How many times have you heard me talk about practice what you preach laws? This is why...
Not more than a couple times per broadcast.
Absolutely. This is why we need to have things like this, because we cannot allow... We've allowed... We're seeing the consequences of the inaction of decades of political correctness, okay? We can't have a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability that's based on what group you're in. One for the aristocracy, one for the serfs, one for the Democrats, one for the Republicans, which basically don't get any concessions. Then they separate us for the purpose of divide and conquer strategies, one for your shade of skin pigmentation, one for your gender, one for the gender you identify as, one for your sexual orientation, different ones for your religion, and on and on and on. This is, they're playing us like a violin, and we have to stand up to the fact that we are being used, we're being played, we're being conned. And I know a lot of people don't want to admit that they're being duped, but that's what happens. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, and you throw in central bank corrupt monetary policy and Keynesian economics, which we've talked hours on the air about all this stuff, going into our present demographic situation, and you throw in group identity politics, then you're basically feathering the nests of money printing and subsidies and special interest groups and lobbying and PACs to certain people and certain corporations, which are just as much to blame as the government. And then they're throwing robotics, automation, artificial intelligence at us to take our jobs, and we're still fighting against each other based on what gender or skin pigmentation, shade, or sexual orientation or religion. we're not going to gain any headway. These are unsustainable headwinds if we don't have synergy, if we don't have unity. Vince, I'm going to go back to these articles because we're running out of time, and I'm obviously not going to get to all of them. But here's an example right here. Munchen suggests U.S. should forgive small PPP loans of $150,000 or less. Now, you've heard me say that I'm not for welfare and food stamps. Okay, if you put into the kitty, then you can get out of the kitty. But you got to remember, these people who are getting welfare and food stamps, again, I'm not a proponent of it because it basically destroys people's lives when you're on government beer money. You'll never have anything. You'll never go anywhere. You'll never have the experiences that you feel you deserve. You'll never have the adventures that you want to live or the challenges that you want to have in your life, okay? But I'm telling you right now, the super wealthy, and I've given many, many, many a lecture about the welfare for the rich. I've talked about the money printing out of thin air. I've talked about fractional reserve lending, which is now you don't even need money in the bank. I've talked about stock buybacks. I've talked about all this money shuffling and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning purposes. That all goes to the super wealthy. This is what's happening. See, as long as we fight against each other, this is what keeps happening. And they're going to use more gaslighting, more lies, more propaganda. Here's an article right here. American people suffering and billionaires are getting richer. Yeah, nothing to see here. Move along. That is the title of the article. How many, for those of you who are regular listeners, for years, I've been sharing with you how we can't lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Because when you eliminate hard work, poor results, and qualifications, you're doubting your own value, you're creating an economic black hole, and you're not giving the little people an opportunity to control their destiny. And then the same people who are demanding because of the entitlements to file the victim group status card and to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You're demanding no protection, rights, and restitution under the rule of law for the people who were targeted and affected. And you're giving basically a no check on runaway power. And this, and the worst thing that happens out of this, while you're still sitting there thinking about, oh, my God, he's insulting my group. Oh, my God, he must be a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, an intolerant, violent hater. He must be an anti in front of some word or an ism, instant phobia on the back of every word. Well, no. What you're doing is you're enabling, you're protecting the most corrupt companies in the country with liability immunity. You're not just destroying capitalism and enforcing fraud. You're giving wealth equality and enhancing an illegitimate fascist system. When you keep sticking up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, we have to be Americans, or else we're going to continue to give free lunch to the elite. And wealth redistribution is going to go from the bottom 93% to the top 1%, and the precedents are going to continue to divide and conquer and lower the bars of standards the American people. Basically, people are going to be sold out to the highest bidder. Doesn't matter if legitimacy or the rule of law is there. It doesn't matter. We are literally eliminating the rule of law. We're allowing the elite to manufacture their own perception of their self-importance and giving them self-preservation at the same time. This is why on this show we call out hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing, because we're being used, and they're biologically, chemically, technologically, psychologically poisoning us against ourselves. Next article, illegal immigration drain on U.S. hospitals spikes in recent months. Well, yeah, because just like I've talked about when I've talked about inflation, I've used an inflation chart for those of you who've been listening for years. I've talked about car insurance, about health care, about education. When you give away to illegal immigrants, people who don't put it into the kitty, we are going to pay for it through cost shifting. Okay, next article. New York Times was wrong 9 times about the same anti-Trump story. The same story. People, you cannot listen to the mainstream media. They are all propaganda, lies, false flags, gaslighting. Everything is inaccurate for the narrative. That's all it is. Next article. The family that owns the New York Times were slaveholders. Are you going to see this on the mainstream media? We can talk about this for hours, but I have too much information. Next article. Pelosi said Trump is leaving the White House, whether he knows it yet or not. Can you see the totalitarian, tyrannical threats that are happening from the left? You know, the left, all this pedophile information that's not coming out, people who are addicted to chasing stimuli, people who have everything. This is why I talk about laws of excess, because these people are funding all the lawlessness and official stories and narratives. Next article. Twitter is so busted. Screenshots leak showing massive censorship operation. Next article. Twitter has fallout. Jack Dorsey busted on blacklisting. Lied to Congress. Folks, if we did 1/1,000,000th of what these gazillionaires are doing, of what these corporations are doing, we would be in jail for the rest of our lives. And they just get their hands slapped. And all we hear is talking. And we don't see people being arrested. We don't see any of these indictments. We don't see people going to jail for the rest of their lives. Next article. Senate transcripts. Joe Biden quoted the N-word, N as in nature, but that's not the word. Joe Biden quoted the N-word 13 times in 1985 hearings. But that's okay. Next article. Nadler proposes ban on deporting illegal aliens with coronavirus. You really think the Democrats are out to help the people? You think they care about minorities? They don't care what your skin pigmentation is, what your gender is. They care about covering up the crimes that they have done. They care about power, money, and control. It's an addiction. Now, Vince, you mentioned the coronavirus, so I'm going to mention a few articles on that as quick as possible here. I know we're going to a break in seconds, but I'm going to mention a few and a fish up on the backside. Bahamas bans American tourists as Florida becomes epicenter of pandemic. Really? Do you think it's because the RNC convention's there? Just saying. Next article. Florida hospital overstated COVID cases 10 times. 10 times. Next article, face masks mandated by U.S. government specifically say they don't protect against COVID-19. Next article, dear humans, face masks don't work. The study review is published by your very own CDC, Centers for Disease Control. And that last commercial we had before the last break about President Trump wearing a mask regarding patriotism. Well, obviously, the information is not getting to the top because President Trump is surrounded by traitors and hoaxers and cowards. It's up to the alternative media to get the information out, folks. And I'll be back with some more information about the CDC. Follow the money. That's what's going to be. Dollar signs for this next proven result here. We'll be right back. Thanks.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince, and as always, thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right. Now, folks, I mentioned right before the break, sometimes when the music comes on, I don't know what you guys can hear, but when the UK government specifically says they don't protect, meaning face masks, against COVID-19, and the CDC published their own data that face masks don't work, how can we not think this is made to make us submissive, made to break our will, made to create anonymity for crime and looting and destruction and violence? Now, I want you to follow the money here in this next article. CDC employees, and by the way, I think this audience knows that you're not going to get these articles, this information, these published articles in the public domain from the mainstream media. It will not happen. CDC employees made more than 8,000 federal contributions to PACs and politicians since 2015. Only 5 went to the Republican Party. Let me repeat that. CDC employees made more than 8,000 federal contributions to PACs and politicians since 2015. This is CDC, okay? That went to the left, that went to Democrats. Only 5 went to the Republicans. Now, I'm just saying, when you start seeing government employees that you're paying an extraordinarily salary to, much higher than the private sector, not just in salary, but in benefits and in pensions and in job protection, and you see them buying their job to enforce the narrative for their own self-preservation, this should really anger you. Next article, proof they are counting any death as COVID death. We've been saying this for months. Again, the disclaimer, it's a shame I got to keep using this disclaimer, but we believe this is a legitimate pandemic, okay, in the context that this is a virus. We have proven that this has been man-made, geoengineered bioweapon, okay? Whether it got loose out of a Wuhan lab is yet to be determined, but there's a lot of question marks when you see Obama literally funding a lab like this with millions of dollars, and then you see the Faucis of the world and big pharmas of the world already setting the table to make tons of money with the vaccine. Now, the CDC has been caught mixing antibody and viral tests together in their data. This was out of Georgia and Texas and Virginia and a few other states. So when you're rigging the numbers with words like probabilities, and then you have this guy Fauci where he's changed his mind on protocol, and they're blaming Trump. He changed his mind, Fauci, 8 times. What are we supposed to think? Next article, failed motorcycle crash listed as COVID-19 death in Florida, says state official. I believe they turned that over, just this one death, because so many people were talking about it. This is not an illegitimate system of government. This is an unsustainable, bought and paid for, narrative holding government that we have. Next article, Planned Parenthood bailout. You know, the Planned Parenthood that received $7 million from COVID loans connected to fetal organ harvesting, that Planned Parenthood. That should be like a sobriety test, saying that 10 times fast. Okay, next article, Stockman. The clown cars are fully loaded and Dr. Fauci is leading the parade. And he's going to be rewarded for his legitimacy, and I'm using quotes there, by throwing in the first pitch at the Washington Sentinel game. See how they do this, folks? If you don't follow the narrative, you get demonized, discredited, delegitimized. If you do and are willing to be bought and paid for the agenda, to hold the narrative, you get rewarded. You're a hero. Next article. F this. Alyssa Milano demands national shutdown now. You think the food shortages and starvation is bad now? You think small businesses are losing ground now? You think bankruptcies and delinquencies and defaults are bad now? Woo! Let's let Alyssa Milano shut down the nation. You bet. That'll work. We'll be back after this break.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Senate hearing is underway at this hour, looking into the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and the disproportionate impacts on communities of color and also senior citizens. Maine Republican Susan Collins opening the hearing by saying,
Black and Latino residents are infected with the virus at 3 times the rate and they are nearly twice as likely to die from COVID-19.
Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey saying many older Americans, especially those of color, have already been dealing with food insecurity and lack of affordable housing even before the pandemic began. Regular White House briefings on the pandemic to resume later today. President Trump telling reporters his prior briefings prompted record ratings and got good information out to the public. And this is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Georgia State Senator Nikema Williams is the Democratic Party's choice to take Congressman and late civil rights icon John Lewis's name on the ballot this year. A party committee overwhelmingly choosing Williams yesterday to join the race against Republican Angela Stanton King for Georgia's 5th congressional district in November. Lewis died on Friday after serving the people of Atlanta for over 30 years. Williams also serves as the chair of the state's Democratic Party. A man was given the wrong lottery ticket, but he's not sorry, ending up with a big surprise, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
A man in suburban Detroit was given the wrong lottery ticket. But guess what? The result? A $2 million winner. The Michigan Lottery said the man stopped at a gas station in East Point, Michigan to put air in his tire. He needed change for the air machine and also asked for a $10 Lucky Sevens scratch-off ticket. He said the clerk handed me a $20 ticket by mistake. He offered to exchange it, but something told me to keep it. So I paid the extra and kept it. The name of the 57-year-old man wasn't released. He decided to take the lump sum of about $1.3 million instead of the $2 million spread out over 20 years.
And longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek's memoir is out today. Trebek announcing in March of last year that he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but he recently said that he's responding well to treatment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, it looks like this Thursday I'll be spending 2 hours with you talking about tips for my book. It's unfinished, unpublished, and it's not available for sale. But one of the things I'm going to talk about is refrigeration. And I'm going to talk about the fleecing, the absolute fleecing that Americans are getting with their home air conditioning systems and their auto air conditioning systems and the new car refrigeration systems. I'll be talking about that on Thursday. And I'm going to teach you how you can protect yourself from it and how you can probably do some of this refrigeration work yourselves. Back to you, Rich Eden.
Well, thank you, Vince. You mentioned the word fleecing, so I'm going to go to a different article that I that I wasn't going to mention. But, you know, we try to give a balance here. We try to try and talk about the truth. But a lot of this COVID money has gone to certain conservative people as well. So I'm going to mention these two just to give a balance, because when you have people literally starving and they can't get ahead, they have no savings, they can't get a good job because now you get a job based on what group you're in, in lieu of hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, because hard work is now whiteness, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and this is a quote from some left-wing radical. But there's some conservative personalities, and I am on Michael Savage's website right now. I'm michaelsavage.com if you want to look at that. And I'm going to mention a few conservative personalities, too, that got a lot of money. $350,000. $1 million went to this is Larry Arn, president of Hillsdale College. $1 million went to his Claremont Institution for the Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. Oh, $350,000 to $1 million, pardon me. Glenn Beck, $150,000 to $350,000 went to his Mercury One Charitable Foundation. Brent Boswell, longtime conservative figure, $1 to $2 million went to his Media Research Center. Dennis Prager, president of Prager University, $350,000 to $1 million went to Prager University Foundation. $150,000 to $135,000 went to Americans for Tax Reform. $350,000 to $1 million went to the Center for New American Security. Michael Forney and Kurt Campbell, Obama-era defense appointees. Ann Rand Institute, Citizens for Government Waste. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here that, you know, basically, you hear me say this often, folks. When I talk about the left-right paradigm, I mention how it's very little left-right paradigm and a lot more aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs, whether it be the Federal Reserve, the central banks, all the money, all the corruption, all the money shuffling and creative accounting and non-earnings basically is going from the little people to the wealthy. And we are paying for everything through taxation or inflation, okay? We are funding these people. And if we keep, if we eliminate synergy and unity, because they are literally playing the people of group against group, and if we continue to demand this entitlement of victim group status or protectionist group status and demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a group, if hard work, proven results, qualifications mean nothing, you will never dig out of your hole. And when you're demanding in a country that has more attorneys, more lawyers than the whole world put together, no protection, no rights, no restitution under the rule of law for the people who are affected and targeted, forget about it. There's no hope for anybody, no little people, because you're enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the world, in the country, with liability immunity. You are literally handing the playbook, the template of wealth inequality to the big corporations. So if you keep protecting and sticking up for your group, hyphen, and pronoun, you can't be more un-American, and history will show that the free lunches have been given by you to the elite. Here's an article right here. Federal law enforcement made an arrest of an Antifa Black Bloc militant. The camera person was saying, don't worry, the NLG will get you out. This is the National Lawyers Guild, an organization historically close to American communists, and they operate as a left legal wing of Antifa. Folks, we need to start sticking together, because we're not going to get any truth. We have more attorneys in this country than the whole world combined. And I couldn't even sue because I was told I didn't have enough group self-pity points. Is that how you want to go down, America? I have an article here, and I want to comment by Vince Finelli on this. Thousands of doctors and scientists, and we've mentioned many of these articles over the past few months, have come out against the Fauci's and the lockdowns, including a Nobel Prize-winning biophysicist. And the fake news doesn't want you to have this information. We have seen videos. We've mentioned articles about all these physicians, all these scientists that have come out against the protocol, the agenda. But see, those people get labeled as charlatans or some other derogatory, delegitimizing, discrediting term. Vince, my question to you is specifically, when we see this agenda-driven pandemic to basically keep the people from even surviving, eliminating the Constitution, creating domestic violence and depression and division and chaos and infighting, especially in these blue Democrat cities, they want to eliminate the legitimacy of voting and rig it by doing mail-in voting. We see the Democrats literally controlled and becoming allies with the technology of big tech in China, along with the UN and the World Health Organization and the Soros and the Gates and the Hollywood people. When you have thousands of scientists and doctors who are willing to stand up and not be willing to be bought and paid for to tell the truth, but they're getting maybe 2% of the microphone and airtime, versus the 98% who have sold out the people and do not stand for principle. How do the people, with where America has gone, not where it's going, already gone, how do the American people, especially the bottom 93% who don't have the resources to ferret out the truth or the money to pay for real doctors, real hospitals, when they've seen doctors and hospitals literally shove vents down people's mouths and kill them? When they've seen people, doctors and hospitals take this $53,000 to diagnose them as a COVID patient, when they see Big Pharma's and the CDC and these so-called bought-and-paid-for scientists saying, oh, forget about hydroxychloroquine. It's too inexpensive. Even though they've used the Lancet and other articles to basically change and edit and fake the outcomes for this other pharmaceutical drug, which costs $3,000 per patient. So when the people see this misdiagnosis, the fear and control propaganda, and they see scientists and doctors then literally putting their hand out and saying, okay, put that money in there and I will follow your agenda. What do people in the future, what do the little people, the bottom 93% believe? Do you go to a doctor anymore? Do you go to a hospital? Are they going to be diagnosed with something for the agenda? Are they going to be diagnosed with something so they can be a guinea pig for Big Pharma? Or maybe have to buy a certain prescription that has been bought and paid for and sold? Vince, what do the people believe? Where do they go? How do you know who's on the good team and who's on the bad team? Who do you know who's been sold to the highest bidder? What do people think? Where do they go, Vince? I'm asking you.
Well, I can tell you a couple things. One, that the Treasury Secretary, as you said, is suggesting that all the PPP loans, $150,000 and below loans, be forgiven. That means it was a loan, but we'll make it a gift. That's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Number two, the government has told businesses to shut down. You will not operate. And yet, they're expected to pay taxes. That's outrageous. Next thing. The people can't get a doctor's appointment because doctors aren't in their offices. I mean, Dr. Shealy is, but typically if you break your arm, you break your leg, you have a heart attack, it's going to be really difficult to get you seen. Why is that? So the medical profession is in disarray. The dental profession is in disarray. Just try getting a dental appointment. And yet money is being given away freely. The news, as you've mentioned, is reporting disinformation, a small amount of accurate information. People who are paying attention and reading and listening and so forth find it very difficult to understand what the truth is. The president has just decided that he is going to lead by example for the first time in a long time and wear a mask, which is required in many states. The president decided not to lock down the airlines coming from China initially. I'm talking January. And then he decided to lock them down late. And then he pats himself on the back and tells everybody what a great job we're doing. We had, in those days, we had 15 people infected. Now we have millions infected in the United States. We have, the deaths are astronomical. And yet, we're told that these are deaths from COVID-19. We're told that they're fake. We're told that they're embellished. We're also told they're underreported. It's very, very difficult to know what to believe. But I can tell you this, that if the people actually paid attention to what is really happening, I'm talking about the misinformation, the disinformation, the lies, the Ghislaine Maxwell paying to discredit people, paying fees to discredit people, literally, tarnish their reputations, good people's reputations, as a member of Mossad. She's part of that. If you look at all this, you have to scratch yourself on the head and say, will there be a revolution by tomorrow morning? And I'm not talking about, we already are in a revolution and a second American civil war combined. But I'm talking about absolute, widespread, full-blown, no-holds-barred revolution, civil war. Would that be occurring by morning if people actually knew what was going on?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Regina's with us. So, according to Daily Mail, they have an exclusive. Ghislaine Maxwell paid $25,000 to fake news purveyor Jacob Wall, W-O-H-L, to smear Epstein-Stein victims, Jeffrey Epstein-Stein victims, and get prosecutor Jeffrey Berman fired in an attempt to stall sex trafficking investigation against her. And there are reports allegedly linking Ghislaine Maxwell to Mossad. So, Ghislaine Maxwell is the gal who allegedly provided victims for use as sexual toys by the wealthy and the elite of the world. And so, in order to extricate herself from some of this, she hired a guy by the name of Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, Wall, W-O-H-L, to smear Jeffrey Epstein victims. So not only are they victims, they get beat up in the media. Ghislaine Maxwell is a pretty dangerous creature. And I think it's great that she is still behind bars awaiting trial. Now, if she doesn't survive this wait, you know that the rich and powerful had their hand in it, right? At least that's the way it appears to me. Can you imagine that? Beating up victims and smearing their reputation because of the illegalities that Ghislaine Maxwell et al. Have committed. And that's why people are protesting. That's why the riots will continue. Because people have had it. They realize what Rich Shevin has been talking about. There's a double standard. There's laws for us, and then those laws for us don't apply to the elite. They do whatever they want. And if you wonder, why is it that Hollywood has such a reputation for people can't stay married in Hollywood? Well, I believe they hire weak people, and they control them because of their weaknesses. Would that be sex addiction, drug addiction, substance abuse, etc.? You know, the only guy that I have read about that hasn't been involved in a scandal that I like as an actor is a guy by the name of James Bumgarner, B-U-M-G-A-R-N-E-R. His Hollywood name is James Garner. He's Maverick in the TV series of the 1950s, early 60s. He's also James Rockford of the Rockford Files. No scandals. How's that possible? And what were his series about? They're always about some illegality, somebody taking advantage of a nice person, and he would come to the rescue. The good guys would win, the bad guys would lose, and that's the way it was back in the 1950s with James Garner, and in the 80s with the Rockford Files. But that's not the way it is today. No. Now, Hollywood teaches people rape, murder, mayhem, gore, guts, profanity. It's like it's as if it were normal. It's not normal. They're trying to make it normal. It's disgusting. And that's what I said about USA Prepares about a week ago, that I will not tolerate the use of profanity on USA Prepares. I won't do it. I don't have to do it. And anyone who uses profanity to make their point is weakening their argument, at least in my world. Rich Eben?
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at this article, the same articles on Zero Hedge right now. And, you know, they use things like alleged. They use things like underage girls. That's a term you see a lot coming out, especially the mainstream media, when they even discuss it. And basically what it really means is it shouldn't be alleged, okay, because everybody knows this. And it shouldn't be words like underage girls. It's like saying half-truths or I misspoke. Basically, it should mean children, okay? Because they're wordsmithing. They're making, they're trying to, but what this was, it was sex trafficking minors, but this was basically a blackmail blacklist scandal to control the narrative, to say, okay, you got money, you got influence, you got fame, you're going to do what we tell you to do so we can control the public. And that's basically what it boils down to.
Rich, let me see if I've got this right. So we get a guy who is a captain of industry, maybe a high-ranking government type, maybe like a president, and we shuttle him off on, or they shuttle him off on an airplane to an island. They videotape these guys having sex with these children, and then they say, "Oh, by the way, how do you plan on voting on this particular thing? Here's how we'd like you to vote." Blackmail at the highest level. At the international level, bringing the United States to its knees. Thank you, Rich Eben.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.